Let's head to China now, which is racing to track a COVID-19 outbreak that may have been spreading in the capital for a week. Beijing residents have been rushing to buy essential items and amid concerns that a widespread lockdown could be imposed. Let's go to Katrina Yu now, who's live for us in Beijing. Hello there, Katrina. We've witnessed the fallout from that really strict lockdown in Shanghai. What's been the reaction from Beijing residents that they could be next?
Hi, Emily. Well, people here in Beijing are extremely anxious and nervous. Supermarkets across the city, especially in the eastern part, have been stripped of many of their supplies, with people panic buying over the weekend. People think that any day now a lockdown could be announced. And this is because authorities in the city said that there were 41 cases reported in Chaoyang District, which is actually where we are located, in the past few days. Now, 41 doesn't sound like a very big number, but they say that the situation is particularly concerning because these cases have been, they say, spreading silently throughout the capital over the past week. And because of this, we've seen 28 neighborhoods put under lockdown. That's at least 20,000 people confined to their homes. 1,200 have been identified as close contacts, and they were swiftly moved to quarantine centers for isolation. Now, authorities say that they're going to conduct 3 rounds of mass testing in Chaoyang District this week. That's about 5 million people who have to be tested 3 times over the next few days. And they've also discouraged any form of travel in and out of the city, especially with the upcoming May public holiday, which starts on Sunday, which goes for about 4 days and is really typically when a lot of families leave the city for travel.
Indeed. And what's the latest out of Shanghai? How are authorities continuing to implement that zero tolerance policy?
Well, Shanghai remains the epicenter of the virus outbreak here in China. They had 17,500 cases reported on Monday, which is slightly down from the numbers that we were seeing last week, which were between 20,000 to 25,000 every day. But it's a still very severe situation as far as the authorities are concerned. And when it comes to zero tolerance, well, if you are lucky enough in Shanghai to live in a neighborhood where they have not had any new COVID cases for 1 or 2 weeks, you might be given the freedom to leave your home, to leave your neighborhood, wander around, go get some groceries for a few hours. But the majority of those living in the commercial center of China, that's 25 million people, the majority of them are still under some form of very strict lockdown, either confined to their homes or confined to their residential compounds. Authorities say from this current outbreak in Shanghai, we've had about 138 deaths, which is very high for China, for one place since the beginning of the pandemic. We haven't seen that kind of number. Most of these deaths, they say, were elderly people who were unvaccinated. Now, the good thing about Shanghai is that we are not seeing today the kind of complaints around access to food and other essential supplies. Logistics chains seem to have improved in the city, so that is a very good thing. But still, residents are enormously frustrated. We have to remember, some of them have been confined to their homes since the end of March, and there is no end date for this lockdown. And experts are predicting, based on these current numbers, it may not end until the beginning or the middle of May.
Just extraordinary. Thank you very much for that update, Katrina, especially given that the pandemic happened, 2 years ago in China. All right.